Winston Smurfhill is a four-year-old gelding by Mahasara. He had a start to life in Melbourne where he was tried over a lot of ground. To me, the horse doesn't seem to get over that kind of trip. For now, I think until he matures and grows into himself and gets a little bit more of a mature mind on his shoulders, I think we'd keep him to a shorter trip. We had him for just the one preparation so far. He came quite light and needed lots and lots of condition put on him, so he's had a lot of work put into him after a break and really needed to build up over that preparation. So there's been a lot of work, and he's had been in work a long, long time to get to where he is now. He resumed with a really credible third, first up over the 1,200, behind two horses that have gone on and won more races. He then was quite naughty and bucked his second start where the saddle pinched him. So consequently to that, he had to trial twice, which is a real pain in the butt through the preparation. You know, he'd had the two trials first up, two runs, then you're at your peak and having to go back to the trials again. So he had a pretty hard preparation. Off the back of those two trials, he was gallant. He came to Caloundra, was three deep the trip and was beaten just the two lengths by the Vowels, who's now gone on and won two Metropolitan races subsequently, then was second just 5 days later in a set weights mate class one plate. So he carried the 59 kilos against a horse called Love Sensation, who carried 57, and she also has gone on and won at Metropolitan level since then. Off the back of that, I think he was quite flat, the horse. He was in, you know, through all the hot weather in the middle of January, and you know, just raced flat. He pulled very hard in an 1800 meter race and raced flat, pulled himself into the ground, and then raced flat at Ipswich. So more than willing to give him a pass mark, and think he was great for the preparation bar those last two runs where he was probably well and truly over the top. He's out in the paddock now for a good break. I think, you know, with a good hard preparation under his belt, some more maturity, and he's going to come back in off a spell with good condition on him. We're not going to have to be doing all that work to get him up to the mark to go to the races. So I think he's a really great buying. I didn't want to let him go, especially at that price, and I think there's some wins in the horse for the new connections. So more than happy to buy him back. And we are of the obvious advantage that we've had him in work this whole time. We know that he's 100% sound. He's clean winded. We've had zero issues with him through the preparation as far as soundness and wind goes. So we just did pop the tongue tie on him after he pulled quite hard, just thinking that might help him make him settle a little bit without getting his tongue up and over the bit. So that was the reason for that. But we are, you know, we haven't had any vet work done on him because we know firsthand that he's a lovely sound horse.